We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming not just to the show, but right here in the studio, boy, a talented guy, a lot of hyphens. He is a musician. He is an actor. He is, let's see, what else? A comedian. He has done it. IT guy. You name it. He's done it. Barney Martin joining us in studio. Barney, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for inviting me here, Rich. I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, you have had quite an interesting career along the way, and you're going to be playing locally on the 28th, this weekend, at the Center Theater, beautiful facility up in Dover Foxcroft, a 7 o'clock show. But well, let's talk a little bit about the past. I kidded with you a few moments ago. Yeah. People, if they saw your face here in studio, people might say, as I did, well, you're the handyman tool guy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it could be Hannaford, could be Megabucks. What else did I do? I was doing it all there for a while. And finally, There was one audition I actually came into. They go, oh, wait a minute, aren't you this this guy? I say, oh no, come on, let me try. Let me just audition. Will you? No, I think you're saturated enough in the market. Oh. So I got denied. But
you did a lot of commercial, a lot of voiceover work as well. Yeah. You're also part of a very talented group of people, the Maine Hysterical Society, for many years.
Yeah, that's Randy Judkins.
Yeah. And Judd the Jester.
You know Randy.
Yeah.
And Steve Underwood, he runs Good Theater down in Portland.
Right.
And boy, that was 12 years of just out and out fun. You know, rehearsals were not work. We just laughed all the time. It was the best.
And then you had a terrific group that played for many, many years around the state of Maine, or more than just the state of Maine, Coos Canyon.
That's Dan Merrill, is very well known in southern Maine. I don't know how far he stretched up here, but just a phenomenal talent. Great singer, great player, and songwriter. And so we just teamed up, and we did harmonies just like the big boys. Really, it was really quick. 17 years of that band.
Wow.
17.
That's crazy.
Every time I got on that stage and the harmonies that we hit, I never grew old to me. So
now you're doing some solo shows, including this one at Center Theater, and you're focusing on the music of James Taylor. But I was reading an interview you did down in Central Maine, and you were talking about the fact that you're not a James Taylor impersonator. That's not it. You want to capture the essence of the music, but at the same time, make it your own.
That exactly. Yeah, I don't know if I even want to do that and put on the ball cap. The what is that cap that he wears? I wouldn't want to do that. I'm not 6'3" either. Mm. I'm not a string bean. I mean, check it out. I mean, so it's but just to capture his finger stylings has been an absolute challenge. And
yeah, I mean, his guitar work that gets overlooked because his voice is so great, but that's not easy to do.
No, it hasn't been. And so to capture that and to represent what he does, I mean, look at that, Rich. I even got his nails.
Are beautiful.
Yeah, but just to capture what he does. And you know, we both have baritone voices, so we're talking down the same lane. So I can at least present his stuff in a way in which people sometimes can close their eyes and go, hey, wow, that's James Taylor. That's great. Yeah. I'm very happy.
Well, can you play a little bit for us?
I can. All right. Let's do something.
Let's give a listen to Barney Martin.
This is a song that he got his Apple contract with, his first record. Back when he was 19, sitting in front
signed
of...
Signed by our friend of our show, Peter Asher.
Friend of the show, Peter Asher.
Yeah.
Wow, yes. And he brought him in, Apple Records, sat there across from Paul McCartney and George Harrison, and played the song
with
right
a, with a holy host of others gathered around
me. I can do that song, too. Something in the way she moves, looks my way, calls my name. This seems to leave this troubled world behind. When I'm feeling down and blue, but troubled by some foolish
game. She always seems to make me change my mind, and I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time. Power to go when no one else can find me. You send a sign and you remind me of the happiness and good times that I know. If it's them, I've just got to know them. It isn't what she's got to say, how she thinks or where she has been. To me, words are nice the way they sound. I like to hear them best that way. It doesn't much matter what they mean. She says they're mostly just to calm me down, and I feel fine anytime she's around me now.
Great.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Barney Martin with us here in studio on Downtown Delphi. So what drew you to the music of James Taylor and really that whole singer-songwriter era? I think we're about the same vintage, although I assume everybody's younger than me, but that was just such a great time in music.
Oh, yeah, boy. I'll tell you, coming out of Laurel Canyon, you had Jackson Brown, the Eagles, Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, Nash, they all came out of that era. Out of California, but his first trip took him over to London, and that was his first record. Then he popped over with Peter Asher, and boom, out to California they went. But I think, you know, honest to God, I have to go back to before junior high, when my older sisters brought home James Taylor, and there was a talent show, and some guy was playing James Taylor. He was playing Fire and Rain. And I cannot remember how well he did it because at the time I was just getting introduced to him. But it started then, and I can't believe it. You know, it's 60 years? No, 50 years later. And here I am. And really throughout my life, all his music is just, it's a soundtrack of my life.
Yeah.
And I love every single record. I know every single song, and I'm just a JT fan.
I'm with you on that. First concert I ever saw was in 1971 at the Bangor Auditorium with James Taylor and this woman that I was a kid. I was in seventh grade. Nobody knew opening up for him, and it was Carole King.
Yeah.
About 2 months before Tapestry was released.
Yeah.
And when that came out, we all went to we know her. She was at the show. And then I had a chance to see him when they did I think it was the 40th reunion Troubadour tour down in Boston, which was great.
Well, you know, James is responsible for getting Carole out in front of the microphone.
Right, right.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I mean, he went out first, met her, and she was going to be part of his band. And then he heard her songs and said, why aren't you out singing your song?
Right.
You know? And so one day, I think it was down in New York City, they had a show. And he said, Carole, get out here. Come and play some songs. No, no, Oh, yeah, you come out here and play your songs. It started like that for Carol. Yeah,
and then she gave him a little song that did pretty well for him, huh?
Isn't that amazing how they shared back there? I mean, he heard that song, and he said he just knew. He heard that song, and it was most amazing song he had ever heard. Yeah. And so they had some leftover studio time while they were doing, I think, Mudslide Slam, somewhere around there. Anyway, so they, hey, guys, you want to try that Carole King song? One take. Yeah. And Carole comes in the next day and said, look, I hope you don't mind. You know, I recorded your song. I love your song. And she is crying in the studio.
Yeah.
And said, she played
piano on his version.
That's right.
And he sang backup on her version.
That's right. Yeah, and they both went on the charts at the same time. You know,
and he also did a great version of her song Up on the Roof.
Yes, that's right.
Barney Martin with us here in studio. Barney will be at the Center Theater on the 28th at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $14 in advance for Center Theater members, $16 at the door. And the first 150 advance ticket purchasers will receive a free Maine Pine seedling in honor of Arbor Day.
Yeah.
I like that. That's great. Can you do another song, Barney?
I can.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd love that.
James Taylor, born in Boston, raised in South Carolina. And this is a song he wrote with Reynolds Price about that area down in Carolina where he grew up. A song called Copperline. Who never knew why they called it like they do. I've been wondering since the age of two down on Copperline. Copperhead, Copper Beach, Copper Kettle sitting side by each. Copper Coil, Copper Georgia Beach down on Copperline. Half a mile down the Morgan Creek, I'm only leaning on the end of the week. Hercules and a hard-nosed snake down on Copperline. Take me down on Copperline. Warm summer night on the Copperline. Slipping way past supper time. Moon, the moonshine. One time I saw my daddy dance, saw him moving like a man in a trance. He brought it back from the war in France, down on Copperline. And tomato wine, creosote and turpentine, sour mash and new moonshine, down on Copperline. Take me down on first kiss ever I took, like the page from a romance book. Sky opened and the earth shook, down on Copperline, down on Copperline. Breaks and the boy wakes up and the dog barks and the birds sing and the sap rises and the angels sigh. Yeah. Tried to go back as if I could, all speck house and plywood. Tore up good down on Copperline. Doesn't come as a surprise to me, doesn't touch my memory, but I'm lifting up, rising free, down on Copperline. Half a mile down the Morgan Creek,
eyes and a heart, no stake down on Copper Line. Take me down on Copper Line. Yeah, down on Copper Line.
Barney Martin. That is wonderful.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you so much. Barney Martin appearing this Friday night, 7 o'clock at Center Theater. Here's how you do it. You reach out to them. You stop in person at 20 East Main Street in Dover, Foxcroft. Tickets are available at the door or in advance by calling 564-8943, 564-8943, or go to centertheater.org. And again, the first 150 people to purchase advance tickets will get a free Maine pine seedling in honor of Arbor Day. Marty, thank you so much for stopping by. This was great.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me, and hope to see everybody Friday night.
That's going to be a great time. Come on back sometime.
I love that.
That was great.